You are listening to WSIU, powered by you. We continue our look at summer camp opportunities today, talking with the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale. Tina Carpenter is in studio. Tina, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
You know, we talk each year about the programs that are available through the Boys and Girls Club, and every year you come up with an overall theme, and then we kind of get into some more details about that. Mm-hmm. What's the theme this year?
Our theme this year is Rhythms of the World. So there's going to be a huge music component to our program this summer.
Kids can really get active that way, and it really kind of touches their hearts. It's fun to watch them.
Yes, it is.
What do you think is most important about this theme? What are you hoping that the children will take away from that?
I think what I want is for the kids to get a global perspective of music, that music isn't just happening in the moment, in the place and time that it's happening, that there's an influence. For example, jazz, you know, was influenced by African music, and, you know, it's evolved. And, you know, where does rap come from? And also with the rap theme, we're really going to want to just try and get the kids to do positive messaging, and that poetry is involved in that whole process. And that how that all links back to what they're learning in the classroom.
And of course, this is all through the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale. You can get more information at bjc-cdale.org. It's all online. You can also call 457-8877 and talk about the programs. Everything kicks off June 8th.
That's correct.
And it'll run through the end of July. So students will be heading back to school right after that. Mm-hmm. So for the children that are eligible for this, we still have an elementary component and then the junior and high school students doing a little bit differently?
Yeah. And so this summer, because of our new 21st Century Community Learning Centers grant, we have a site during the school year at Carbondale Middle School. And the middle school students, 50 students, are going to take part in our JUMP Leadership Academy. That'll run through the month of June. And then youth that are not from Carbondale Middle School will have an option to either be on a wait list if we don't get the 50 youth enrolled, or also join our Junior Leadership Academy, which will have a limited number of kids that will take part in the morning program working with the younger kids. So taking on that leadership role and learning things of that component. And then in the afternoon, there'll be a whole separate component for middle school and high school.
Lots of opportunities for them to not just be involved with the summer program, but to kind of lead that too.
Yes, definitely.
It's a great opportunity for them. You mentioned that the students at Carbondale Middle School will be the first preference for the One program. Mm-hmm. But Boys and Girls Club is open to everyone across the region, right?
Yes, it is. There's no geographical boundary. There's no requirement except to pay a $10 membership fee for just the summer. And the youth that pay the membership fee only can come any day, every day from 12 to 5. It's a one-time membership fee for the summer, where parents can pay for an entire year, which is $18 a year, so it's actually cheaper to pay for the year than to pay by semester.
How important is it to keep the kids engaged all summer long, whether it's through music or other activities that you'll be doing there at the club?
When kids get bored, kids get into things that they probably shouldn't be getting into, and as well as when they're kept engaged in a fun way, the learning process is still occurring throughout the summer. And so we really, especially with our morning program, we're going to be doing pre and post assessments in math and reading to hopefully demonstrate the lack of a summer loss, learning loss. But even if they're not in that program and being assessed, I still think that being engaged, keeping the brain and the mind going and not just sitting in front of a TV or a computer or game screen is really going to just promote more brain growth and get them ready for the school year again.
Again, things kick off on June 8th. You can get more information by calling 457-8877 or go to the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale's website. When you talk about music and getting the children engaged that way, if they're not so much into music, what do you say to those kids to kind of get them excited about a program like this?
There are many different aspects of music. It's not just the singing or the playing an instrument, but it's coming up with the words. You know, there are songwriters. There are people that run the technological equipment that needs to be run for music. For the middle schoolers, we're going to start a guitar lesson program. We're working with someone from SIU, Pepper Holder from WDBX, and just really, there are just so many different ways to get involved, but also music helps with memory. And so if they're trying to learn their math facts, there'll be some fun ways to be able to learn those as well.
Sure, ways to get ahead. You all have been in existence long enough now that you've got students who've graduated from the program. Mm-hmm. What are they saying to you about their experiences? How important was it for them?
You know, we have youth that are just saying that it had an impact for them, in that it kept them off the streets, it kept them out of trouble, it kept them focused on something other than those distractors. And that it helped them with, you know, staying focused in school and moving on. I mean, we've been able to, with SIU and with John A. Logan, be able to give out scholarships and help those kids move on to their next steps. And not just college, but even vocational school, jobs, career planning is a big part of what we do with our older youth.
You can get your children involved, or you can get involved yourself through the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale. Their summer program, Rhythms of the World, starts June 8th and runs through July 31st. Tina, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer.
This is WSIU.